This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016. I'm Caleb Brown. The president argues that closing Guantanamo Bay, the prison camp holding many suspected terrorists, eliminates an important talking point for those hostile to the U.S. Ben Friedman, a research fellow in Defense and Homeland Security Studies at the Cato Institute, says if the president wants to stop talking points, maybe not bombing so many countries around the world would be more productive. How different is this plan from what Barack Obama proposed several years ago?
It's not very different. The president's been trying to close the Guantanamo Bay prison, Gitmo, since he was president. He said he would do it in his first year. He obviously failed. He announced a plan in May 2009 to close it through a mixture of military commissions for some detainees, federal trials for others, and indefinite detention for some. And the president was prevented from making that plan a reality by annual congressional bans on transferring detainees to the United States, which means you can't put them, you can't give them trials in the United States. So we've been transferring people out at a pretty good clip, at least considering how difficult it is. There's now 91. This administration has transferred 147 out. So we're draining the prison of its prisoners, but the remaining 91 consists of probably around 60 people who are not eligible to be transferred, which means it's hard to see what's going to happen to them.
The president has highlighted the use of Article 3 courts as an effective means for dealing with people that we suspect of terrorism. So why not put people like that through that process?
I agree with the president that we ought to use federal trials, Article 3 courts to deal with terrorist suspects as much as we can. However, the political concern is that it's somehow dangerous to bring prisoners into the United States, terrorists into the United States. That's the talking point in opposition to this. I think that's pretty silly in that there's all sorts of horribly dangerous people in federal prisons already. I don't think, you know, Al-Qaeda or ISIS types are much more dangerous than Mexican mafia or Aryan Brotherhood guys in federal prison. I think one thing the president doesn't say is that trials, if they're real trials, might find someone not guilty. And that actually happened in 2009 with the one and only person, Ahmed Gilani, who was to be transferred from Gitmo to the United States for federal trial. He was transferred before the Congress banned it. And he was found not guilty of 247 counts, I believe, of murder associated with the embassy bombings. He was found guilty of one count of destroying U.S. property, for which he got a life sentence and put in supermax prison. But the president wants to assure us that everybody who's transferred for trial in the United States will be kept in a federal prison. Of course, that overlooks the fact that the whole point of having a trial is they might be innocent.
In terms of shutting down this talking point that terrorists have, that is the existence of Guantanamo Bay, how effectively would his plan actually do that?
The president says the big national security argument for closing Gitmo is that this is a talking point. Its existence is a talking point for terrorists and terrorist supporters to say, look at what the United States does. They're not really supporting the rule of law and they're doing this illiberal thing. I think that's it's true in a sense that it is a talking point for them and it does help them. But if they want talking points to motivate people, they have a lot more to work with the seven countries the United States is now at war in the Muslim world than the Guantanamo Bay thing. So I think, you know, a lot more terrorism is being generated by our wars than by Gitmo.
What would Congress have to do in order to make this plan a reality? You argue that it's just essentially a dressed up version of something he's offered before, something he would like to get done before he gets out of office. What stands in the way?
The law banning the transfer of detainees from Gitmo to the United States, which is enacted annually in the defense bills, is what's standing in the way. And the president, even with an executive action, which he's threatened, I don't think can go around the law. So he needs Congress to undo that, and they almost certainly will not. I mean, the politics of this have not changed. The Republican majority is not going to do this. So this is going to be something that's left to the next president almost certainly. I think it's also worth adding that even if the president did get his way, several dozen at least detainees would still be left in the United States under indefinite detention under laws of war, awaiting the end of a war that seems endless. The fuss about whether to close Gitmo, I think, is important, but it's in some ways distracting us from the fact that whether or not Obama gets what he wants here, we're going to have a large number of people, at least several dozen people, who are held under indefinite detention, whether or not it's in Cuba or in the United States. And I think in some ways that's the real issue. Is that fair? Is that just? You know, it's one thing to hold people during a war, but if the war is never going to end and they've had no real trial, I think we can raise legitimate issues about whether or not that's consistent with constitutional government and fundamental fairness.
And that authorization for war in 2001 has been stretched and is still being used.
Congress has talked about but failed to do anything about changing the authorization for military force that was put in place in 2001, which remains the main legal authority for the detention of prisoners, not to mention drone strikes all around the world. And the most likely plans that would replace it if Congress did pass something would probably also continue to function as legal authority for indefinite detention of people. So it's not likely, given the current politics, that there's going to be a legal end to the war under which these guys are held. They'll probably be for a long time some residual U.S. forces in Afghanistan, drone strikes in Pakistan, and some legal authority for presidents to act for counterterrorism. And the question remains, are these people just going to spend the rest of their lives held under indefinite detention?
Ben Friedman is a research fellow in defense and homeland security studies at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to this podcast at iTunes, Google Play, and with Cato's iOS app. And follow us on Twitter at Cato Podcast.